So joining me on the line this morning is the one and the only Jimmy the Janitor. Good morning, Jimmy. How you doing?
How's you going, Jeff, buddy?
Oh, not bad. How you been surviving the lockdown?
Oh, not bad, boy. You know, I'm about 3 pounds away from Google Maps listing me as a roundabout.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting on the couch, you know what I mean? We did get a chance to write some new material.
Good stuff.
And so that's good. You know, so it's all good, bud.
That's good. Well, I think we're all in that little heavier than we were boat right now. So,
oh yeah.
So I broke the news to the listeners the other morning that Jimmy is ending on Friday of this week. Jimmy's radio show is ending. When did you decide you're going to end the show?
Well, the show's been on basically for 10 years, and you guys, I think, have been on for about 4.
Exactly before, yeah.
And so. We had a show back in the 80s, from 87 to 97, ran it 10 years and then took it off.
Okay.
Give it a rest. And then this new show is 10 years. We're going to take it off, give it a rest. And but the good thing is we're still going to get out and do live shows around the country as soon as we get through this pandemonium we're in now. And so they need a vaccine before people want to go out there, you know, because
exactly.
Them droplets, you know, the droplets they talk about?
Those little things.
Well, those little droplets, eh? Well, when you're laughing, it just doesn't go 4 or 5 feet. Like, it goes about 15 feet.
Especially one of your shows. You're pretty funny. I've been to your shows.
Anyway, you're going to have to come up with something, eh? We might have to wear bags over our heads or something. But anyway, we're off the road till 2021, and... sure hope to get back to Sydney. Had a great show at the theater. I'd say it's about 2 or 3 years ago.
About 2 years ago now, yeah.
Yeah, at the Highland...
Highland Arts Theater,
the Hat.
We had a good time that night.
Yeah, we had a great time. By a lovely little spot.
It is.
And very intimate. And so hope to be back there in the next few years on a Nova Scotia tour. So, looking forward to that, bud.
So what are you planning on doing with your time off for the next little while?
Well, you know, the summer's here, and I'm usually off in the summer anyway, so it's kind of like normal. And then this fall we'll be going into what we call polishing the product, you know, all the show parts that I've written. And then we'll start rehearsing the show and be ready to go as soon as they got that vaccine out there. And they're going to have to take a few months to do the country.
Okay.
And then things will get back to normal in all the theaters and the community halls. Otherwise, they're going to have to be 6 feet apart. And, you know, you get like the one theater I do, I know of, has 1,100 seats. Just heard these numbers the other day. And when they did 6 feet distance, they could only get 105 people in.
Wow.
Of 1,100 seats.
Yeah, that's not very many.
Not very many. So we're hoping for the vaccine and that everybody stays safe. And, you know, we're kind of tired of this social distancing, eh? Like, I don't wear deodorant now, which really helps. People stay away from me.
It does. I've been practicing social distancing for years.
You know, we're kind of tired of this, all these rules, but the virus, you know, it's not tired. Eh?
That's right.
Still out there.
That's right.
So
exactly.
Want everyone to stay safe and, you know, hope to see you guys down the road in a theater near you someday soon.
Well, Jimmy, enjoy your semi-retirement. Tell Sandy or the boss I said hi and
okay.
We'll see you on the road.
Right. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
Take care.
Man, buddy.
Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.